And what about the priest who wanted to...
to see a vision of Christ.
Yes, see a vision of Christ.
That's a beautiful one. Okay. This was also at Guru Prasad, India, Pune, January 1959. A Christian priest who wished to lead a perfect life of love and service in accordance with the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ expressed a keen desire for Baba's guidance. His request for an interview was granted, and when he approached Baba at the appointed time, Baba was amidst a gathering of his disciples and followers. This fact seemed to disturb the man, and he appeared embarrassed and hesitant. Baba said, "Why are you worried? Is it because of the crowd you see around you when you had hoped for an exclusive interview? But that is exactly what we're having, for there is none besides me. So do not hesitate to speak up." To Baba's question of, "What is that you want?" he replied, "I want to behold a vision of Jesus Christ and to follow his life of love and service. I am worried because I am unable to do it." When Baba asked if his belief in Jesus Christ was genuine and complete, the priest replied in the affirmative. Baba then said, "Were you really to have that belief in him, would there be any need for you to worry about how you should carry out the teachings of Christ? Search your heart for an answer. Search your heart for the answer. You pray for a vision of Christ. It would no doubt help you to some extent to lead a life of love and service. But would it be enough by itself to help you attain the perfect life you yearn for? You are imperfect. You want to be perfect so as to lead a perfect life. But all aspirants would want what you want, and who would not want a vision of Christ? Only you do not know that within yourself you already have what you want. Then why is it that you do not get what you want? If you look deep within yourself with complete honesty, you will find that you do not really want what you think and say you want. You own so many things, and you feel you want to get rid of them and be free. If you really want to get rid of them, you can do it in an instant, for who binds you? It is your own self not really wanting to do so. If you want to be free, free you are. But you do not really want to be free, and therefore you continue to feel yourself bound. You want to lead a perfect life of love and service. When you really have that want, you will not need to worry how to lead the life. You will live it." Jesus wanted all his followers to want what they really ought to have wanted from the innermost core of their heart. But none, including the 12 apostles, could really want the real want. It is very difficult, so very difficult, but not impossible. Very rarely, one among a million can establish the real want. Only a man of God, Merd Kuda, can dare want what one ought to want. What you must long for is the real want, and this real want alone must be your perennial want. Once this is established, a time comes when you are freed even from this singular want and attain the freedom that is not bound by freedom itself.